I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. State officials say Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery could be used to house immigrant children. The governor's office says FEMA officials have called the state inquiring about the possibility, but it's not known how many children could be placed at the base or housed soon. Governor Robert Bentley joined five other governors in sending a letter to the president on Tuesday. They expressed concerns that states will end up with costs for public school and other services for housing the children. A proposed telephone tax hike is drawing criticism from groups like the Tea Party and Alabama's Community Action Association. Seven state and national groups all signed a letter to Governor Bentley. They want him to overturn the tax plan by Alabama's 911 board. The group wants to charge telephone customers up to $1.75 more per month for 911 service. Amanda Brosana is with the National Grange, which is part of the coalition. She says Alabama should take a look at what neighboring states are doing.
So I think, while it doesn't preclude this ever coming back up as an issue, at least it allows for a sound argument as to why this is a concern, and then shows what other areas are doing to make sure that these citizens aren't negatively impacted.
Critics say the tax hits lower-income Alabamians especially hard. The tax is set to go into effect on August 1st. And some small business owners in the Tennessee Valley could soon find themselves doing work for the U.S. Defense Department. The 12th Annual Missile Defense Small Business Conference wraps up today in Huntsville. The goal is to teach small businesses how they can qualify for contracts with the Missile Defense Agency. Director Lee Rosenberg says all types of small businesses can benefit from attending the conference.
This affords a lot of small businesses opportunities to learn, well, what kinds of acquisitions do we have coming up and where they might play a role, and obviously that affects then their ability to compete on those activities and to get that work, which then brings additional revenue into the Tennessee Valley.
Last year's Missile Defense Small Business Conference was canceled due to budget cuts. The event is back this year and will be held in the South Hall of the Von Braun Center in Huntsville and currently going on as we speak. The chairman of the Board of Trustees at Alabama State University, Elton Dean, says he's resigning. Dean announced his decision on the campus radio station WVAS this afternoon. He says it's not in response to a recent letter that claimed that he had done something wrong by the SGA. Now for a look at the forecast, here's Richard Scott.
Good Thursday evening. To overnight tonight, skies become clear. Low temperatures in the upper 60s to near 70. A few scattered showers and storms over deep south Alabama along the Gulf Coast for Friday and Saturday. Most of the state will be rain-free. Again, a few scattered storms along the coast on Friday and Saturday. Otherwise, lots of sun. Temperatures top out in the low 90s through the weekend. A good chance for scattered storms early Monday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez.